what is haram, between halal and haram you'll get doubtful areas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us and said, فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ اسْتَبْرَى لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. That person who makes it a point of remaining far and remaining aloof from those areas that are doubtful, he has indeed protected his own respect, his izzat, and he has protected his deen. So two things he has protected just by staying away from those things that are doubtful. So therefore this is a very, very good policy to have, that when in doubt, stay out, don't even get involved. There are so many things that are muttafaq alayh means agreed upon by everyone, and there is no problem in getting involved in those things. So then yesterday quickly we discussed that hadith, there's four hadiths. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi mentioned that these four ahadith, he said out of 500,000 hadiths, he selected 4,800 for his Abu Dawud Sharif. And from there he said four hadiths are sufficient for a person to be practicing on his deen. And those four hadiths we mentioned, one was this hadith, al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin. The other hadith is, min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, that it is sufficient from amongst the beautification of a person's deen to beautify and to make a person's deen beautiful, tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. This person, he stays away from those things that don't concern him. So one is he's staying away from doubtful things, other is staying away from those things that don't concern him. It doesn't concern me, why must I find out about it? Why must I delve in it? Why must I go get involved in any type of ghibat? Something that doesn't benefit my dunya, it doesn't benefit my akhirat, I'm staying away from that. So now that makes it 50%, 25% for the first hadith, 25% second hadith. These are known as rubu' al-Islam, one quarter of Islam, according to his explanation. And the next thing is, innama al-a'malu bi-niyat, that action verily are only judged by the intention. So if a person's intention is correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly looks at this person's action and now he judges what this person is doing. So that is the third hadith. And the fourth hadith, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi, that none of you is a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. How beautifully he encapsulated it. Now when a person has got this policy in him, will he ever do somebody down? Will he ever shortchange somebody? Will ever he'll sell a product that is deficient? Because he's thinking to himself that I can't really be a true Muslim until I love for him what I love for myself. If I'm buying something, I want the best quality. I don't want something that's deficient. So when I'm selling him something, I should sell something at the best quality. When I'm buying something, I want to buy it at the best price. So therefore, I should sell it to him at the best price. So like that, a person always thinking how he can do something for his brother what he loves for himself. What a social policy Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has showed us. That the whole community gets empowered just by the thinking that improves. Everyone is not thinking about himself. He's thinking that I can't be a true believer, a real believer, until I love for my brother what I love for myself. So these were the four hadiths that Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi mentioned. That if a person practices upon it, it is sufficient for his deen. Today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, and an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, wajada tamratan fi tariq. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam found a date on the road. The masra is when a person finds something small, like on the road, for example, if he found a small fruit that fell from the tree, and it is general urf, practice of that area, that the fruit that has fallen from the tree on the street, people can eat it, people can take it, there's no problem if it is a general custom, and the owner also doesn't mind. So the owner doesn't mind that you're doing this, those fruit that has fallen on the road. He doesn't mind the people that are picking it up from the floor and they're taking it, they're eating it. So then it is totally permissible to take it, totally permissible to eat it. Now Madina Sharif, you can imagine how many thousands of date trees, a small khajur falls on the floor, nobody's going to mind. It's on the street if somebody picks it up and he eats it. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this hadith, as he was walking, he found a date on the street. فَقَالَ لَوْلَا أَنِّي أَخَافُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ لَأَكَلْتُهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This was the taqwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here is something that generally is totally halal. And he didn't even know that it was sadaqah, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his family would not take part, would not consume sadaqah. But he said, if I wasn't doubtful, if I didn't know that this was, I did not eat it out of fear that this might be sadaqah. Not that it was something haram, but yet he didn't consume one khajur from the floor in the fear that this might be sadaqah. This looked at the height and the quality of the taqwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was something that was just lying down, but there was a chance that this could have been sadaqah. I don't consume sadaqah. Out of that fear, I just left this date also. To show us that how much more careful we have to be as far as haram is concerned. This wasn't something that was haram. But just because he wouldn't consume sadaqah, he left that out. How much more careful we have to be about something that is haram? We did one more short hadith and then we stop. عَنِ النَّوَاسِ إِبْنِ سَمْعَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ الْبِرُّ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ mentioned righteousness is good character. Righteousness, true righteousness is what? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say tahajjud namaz here, or didn't say excessive amount of tilawat, or didn't say anything else, but he said good character. Displaying good character is real piety, is real righteousness. And what is sin? If this is piety, a person displays akhlaq, a person is careful about his speech, about his mannerism, about his gestures, about the way he thinks, about the way he is generally with people, his family, his workers, about people that are below him, people that are above him, people that are equal to him, like a partner. So he's careful, or his family. The person is careful about all these things, then this now is the true piety. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining to us what is sin then. Well, ismu ma haka fi nafsika wa karihta ay yattali alayhi an-nas rawahu Muslim. And what is sin? Sin is that thing that makes your nafs, your soul feel uncomfortable. You're doing it, but you're feeling uncomfortable that I'm doing this. So now that is sin. But this also is for a person that really has got a soul. Sometimes through so much of guna, and guna a person is committing, he's so involved in, for example, in bribery and corruption every day, that now he feels nothing about it. This is for a person that has got a real soul, a real iman. He's doing something, he's feeling uncomfortable about it. Know that that is sin. And the next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us, the next ishara, وَكَرِهْتَ أَيْ يَطَّلِي عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. You dislike that people come to know that. You dislike that people come to know about it. Now you're doing some type of action, and if people have to come to know about it, you feel bad about it that people came to know, then you shouldn't be doing that action. For example, a person is reading namaz in the masjid, and now people come to know that this man is inside the masjid, he's reading namaz. Nobody feels bad about it. Nobody feels uncomfortable about it. But if a person is involved in some type of cheating, some type of corruption, some underhand deal, he's doing the deal and he's hoping, I hope nobody comes to know about it, because now my izzat is at stake, then know that you're already going into sin. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very beautifully gave us good guidelines, that righteousness is a man displaying good akhlaq. And here a person getting involved in sin, what? First you're feeling uncomfortable about it, and the second thing is, you're not happy that people come to know about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing upon this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين